Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Joe is right now outside talking to Malzy, practicing his golf swing as Malzy gets his food. You know, I really wonder if Joe has a concept of time sometimes. Oh, there he is. There's Joe. Joe, do you have a concept of time sometimes when it comes to when you talk to Malzy? It seems like when you and Malzy get into conversation, you can fall into a trance.
Well, how appropriate, because you have the pairings for the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon,
yes.
Don't you?
Drum roll, please.
Do we want to be selfish and announce the mall limits on this show? Yeah, we do, actually.
Well, yeah, I asked Craig if we can have some leaks put out there, so let's put out 95% of the schedule, maybe, and then we won't get in trouble because it's not 100%.
How will it open? Tell me who's opening the thing. And this is at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, which is next Thursday. By the way, the Fan 2025 5 Alarm t-shirts are available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com. That's KeystoneCustomApparel.com and get your commemorative shirt. Portion of the proceeds benefit local volunteer fire departments. So next Thursday at 8 a.m., why don't you tell me what's happening, dear Limits?
Well, Joe, you need to know because you, my friend, will be one of the first voices heard during the 5 Alarm Marathon. It is Starkey and Crowley, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. to start off the marathon.
Wow.
How about that?
I love that guy. This is going to be incredible.
I know. It's going to be a lot of fun for you working with Crowley.
Yeah.
I'm my radio mentor.
He's your radio mentor? Mentor.
I told Crowley one day.
Your radio mentor.
Do you like
Mentos Limits?
No, I don't.
Me either. Not really.
I was like 3 months in working with the morning show for a little bit, bouncing around, working a couple days.
Yeah.
And I once said, you know, Crowley, you've really become like a radio mentor to me. And he like laughed at it. So I just have run with that ever since, that Crowley is my radio mentor, and he hates hearing it every time that I say it.
Any other treats with us from 8 to 10?
Dan Zangrilli will join you from 8 to 9. We'll get a whole Zangrilli experience.
Zangrilli's batting leadoff.
He is, yes. And the second hour, you will be joined by the Paddy Wagon, Pat Bostic.
Wow.
What a start.
That comes out of nowhere. Zangrilli and the Paddy Wagon with Crowley and I.
That's right. But if you thought that was good, just wait until 10 o'clock hits when our show is supposed to be on.
Yeah.
One of the members of this show will be on it. The one and only Bob Pompiani, part-time pump, will be on with Andrew Filippone from 10 to noon.
Well, their long dead podcast is still featured on our website, so why not have those two together?
And they will be joined by Tyler Kennedy from 10 to 11.
Oh, my God.
Tyler Kennedy will be with them.
Then Bob can do his Tyler Kennedy thing. Give me two other ones that stand out to you. Who are you?
Limits, baby.
Who are you working with?
And this was well rumored. This was thought of and put out there a little bit, but now it's finalized. From 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Pony and Bechtold on the air.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I got to make sure that I have some things ready because I know Pony will for me.
Oh, he will.
And I already know that there's a bet that Pony has already placed on the table that I'm supposed to do. So
you're in a lot of trouble.
I'm aware. So I'm trying to make sure that I can have some ammunition because I remember last year they paired Pony up with Callis to basically, I think, make Pony embarrass Callis as much as possible. So I'm trying to make sure that that does not happen with me and that I can also throw some jabs back at Pony.
Any other shows for you or me?
I'm excited to hear Starkey and Mueller from 2
to
4.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
I love that reunion. I just talked to Mulsey in the hallway.
And what did he say about the reunion? Is he excited for it?
He didn't know yet.
He's probably dreading it from 2 to 4 p.m.
Yep.
I will be with Callis on two separate occasions from 8 to 9 p.m. and from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. I don't think that's a misprint.
Wow,
but
the old 2 a.m. shift,
yeah,
that's something.
Callis and I did that last year. Donnie has a couple of late shifts as well. He's on midnight to 2 a.m. and at 6 a.m. to 8.
Is that when it ends, 8?
No, it ends at 10:30 when Crowley and Pony will close the day.
Oh, my God. Who's on with Donnie from 6 to 8 a.m.? That's a rough one.
Donnie, Jeff, and Doran.
Wow.
How about that?
What a trio. I just texted Harry Callis to bring his video games, and he is.
Nice.
I was told by Craig there's a gigantic television at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department.
There is, and we will be utilizing that to the best of our abilities.
Did you beat me in Madden last year?
I can't remember if we played a full game against each other, but I do remember playing a game against Harry because you were playing Harry.
Yeah.
And you were losing, and you were like, Limits, take the controller, I'm losing. So I took the controller, scored a touchdown with like 30 seconds left, and then Harry took the opening, took the kickoff back.
I remember watching that game. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Well, the game before, I was in a cover 4, and he was still beating me with deep throws. I'm like, what's happening here? Why aren't these guys playing for me?
Yeah, that does not make much sense.
So I quit. All right, let's get to the Limitless Express. Hopefully people will come out and join us and donate. Get there via 937thefan.com to help support numerous local volunteer fire departments around the area. Fan Twitter, by the way, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, it's all aboard, isn't it?
All right, Joe, let's do it. Let's start with...
I didn't hear the intro. Why don't we get the
That's
intro?
That's because you weren't in the studio when the intro played.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah.
Would
go ahead.
Would you like me to play it again?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I would love to do that for you, Joe. Because how can you properly start the Limitless Express without hearing this?
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. Again, we're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Thank you, Limits.
He was the limitless wonder.
Why, thank you, Limits. Your endless compassion for your fellow earthlings is deeply moving.
That might be my favorite one.
City Limits, baby.
I like to think I have a lot of fight.
Clip that
145.
Very nice. It gets better and better.
It truly does.
I'm ready.
All right. One thing that Pete Prisco had to say is Mason Rudolph is awful on CBS Sports HQ.
I think Aaron Rodgers will play, and I think he's going to play for the Steelers.
Yep.
Because if he doesn't, Mike Tomlin's not having a winning record this year.
And that's
You're not playing with Mason Rudolph and winning games. And that look at the division. I mean, you got the Bengals will be really good again when they stay healthy, if Joe Burrow stays on the field, which he did. And the Ravens are really good. Cleveland, who knows? But it's a tough division, and you're not a very good football team if you don't have a quarterback. Mason Rudolph, not very good. I'll be honest with you.
That's what I said. And you told me for it.
He's a backup quarterback.
I agree with every syllable and quarter syllable that Pete Prisco just said. Nothing against Mason Rudolph. I suppose he's a high-end backup and a low-end starter. Would you agree with that, Limits?
Yeah, I would. And that's kind of why my opinion has shifted on what the record would be with Mason compared to with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I like Mason. I like the mustache that he has. I think he's a good dude. I just don't think he's a quarterback that can be a difference maker.
In his career, he has 28 touchdowns and 20 interceptions, an 84.7 rating. I think his record is right around 500. You know, he's made a nice little career for himself. But he's not taking anybody anywhere. I'm sorry. He's just not, which might be the best thing for the Steelers, although I do think he's capable of going 9-8.
See, my thing with Mason is, and I've made this comparison a lot to like the backup goalie, where mm-hmm. you bring in the backup goalie and he has a couple of good games like Mason did, the three games that take him to the playoffs, and everyone starts to believe, all right, but maybe this guy can actually be like our starter. Maybe he could be somebody that plays for a while and could be a difference maker.
Right.
And it turns out that just the small sample size and the little extended stretch is all that he was. And then you play longer and you get a little bit exposed for what you are as just a backup quarterback, which Mason's made a good career for himself as a third-round pick, but I don't think that means he's going to have a career renaissance like Geno Smith did.
Next.
Kyle Long, also on CBS Sports HQ, thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign any day now.
I think Mason Rudolph is not a terrible quarterback, but he is not Aaron Rodgers. I think you're going to do whatever you can do to get there.
You're being kind.
I think you got to do whatever you can to get Aaron Rodgers in the building, because the way that they constructed this team in the draft, the way that they signed guys this offseason, they did it as if they already had a quarterback under contract for their starting position. They don't, which leads me to believe the shoe's going to drop here any day. Aaron Rodgers will be in black and gold.
It seems there's a lot of people expecting this to go really well. I am not one of them. Like, my feelings on Rudolph I just expressed. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is a high-end starter or maybe even a mid-level starter anymore either.
What would you call very well?
What?
What would you call going very well that a lot of national
11
analysts...
wins, like way better than Mason Rudolph. Like,
so this winning is a playoff gonna be... game.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers. I think this whole thing will implode well before then.
See,
I
think they can win a playoff game with him. If I had to make a prediction, I would say no, that they would not.
I think he
gives them a significantly better chance.
I know, and I don't care anymore. I'm bored with Aaron Rodgers.
Would you like to hear what Paul Skeens had to say?
Yes.
So Paul Skeens was talking to the media earlier this week. There are three different things that Skeens said. First, on him and his desire to win a World Series in Pittsburgh.
Basically, I'm here. I might as well give it everything I have. I mean, when I got drafted, I came in with the intention of World Series here, and that hasn't changed. So I don't think my days are here numbered by any means. So I'm not looking, you know, that far in advance. I'm looking, you know, a year, 2 years, that kind of thing in advance about the organization, just how to make it better, how to win here. So it doesn't make any difference with the talks. I'm not going to go anywhere, I don't think, and got to figure out how to continue to improve this place.
Well, it depends on how one defines days being numbered. His days are absolutely numbered in terms of he's very, very likely not to sign a second or a big contract here. You know what I mean? That takes him into free agency. So his days are numbered for sure, but that doesn't mean he's going to be gone tomorrow.
No, I give it like a 1% chance that'll ever happen. I know you'll probably say 0.0000001, but...
Did you see some of the trade packages that Jim Bowden put together in The Athletic for Skeens?
Yeah, and I heard Pony riffing off of it yesterday, and it didn't seem like there were any really good appealing deals at all. Like Boston, one of the deals that was included was Roman Anthony, and then a couple of other guys that I've never heard of, like not Marcelo Meyer, not any of their top guys. I saw a deal that included Brian Bayo. They're one of their young starting pitchers that they paid a lot of money to. If you're not trading Skeens, unless you're getting legitimately like three top 50 prospects and two that are in like
the
top
Red
15.
Sox have this Roman Anthony, who's the top position player prospect in all of baseball.
Yeah,
limits.
He's number one.
Okay, they could also improve their longer term future by acquiring a middle infielder in Arias, a power bat in this Justin Gonzalez, and a power arm in Perales. So, I don't know. Some of these sound kind of enticing to me. And I'm not doing them. I don't think I ever said I would do them. But I would be enticed by some. Or actually, maybe I did say with the Red Sox that I actually would do that. But then Skeens pitched a couple more times. And now I've changed my mind again.
Anthony is the number one prospect, the number one in baseball. Arias is their number three prospect, and Perales is their number four prospect. No deal could happen for me unless Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer are involved. They're both in double. They're both Meyer, I think, just got called up, and Anthony's a guy in AAA who has just killed the ball in the minor leagues. He's hitting 318 right now, eight homers.
Man, that I keep thinking about that Juan Soto trade, and the Nationals, who still aren't good, by the way, and I think, do they have the number one pick this year? I think they do.
I think they do, yeah.
Out of that deal, they got two guys who are all-star caliber players, and is it Mackenzie Gore? Is that
yes.
the pitcher? Leads all of baseball in strikeout rate. 13-some strikeouts per nine. They just and San Diego had the guy for 1 year.
Yeah, before they traded him to the Yankees and got a couple of guys.
Wow. Well, that's an all-time trade right now.
That's why you would need to go out there and get the top two guys from the Red Sox that are top 20 guys. You could not expect anything less. Like, if Meyer is not included in that deal and they say, no, thanks, we don't want to do it, then if you're Ben Cherington, you hang up the phone.
Next.
Skeens was also discussing on how he handles losing.
It's not the first time I've encountered losing. When I was at Air Force, it was a tough freshman year, and then we came back and won the conference my sophomore year. This kind of reminds me of that. So we just have to figure it out, basically. I have ideas and talking to people and all that, but at the end of the day, our job is to win. And so I've learned a lot this year, because if we're losing, we're not making the playoffs, and I'm not learning, then it's a wasted year, and I'm not going to let that happen.
Not going to let that happen. And these last three starts, he's upgraded from very good to nearly unhittable. He's been unbelievable. And I'll say it again, what I've said 8,000 times, I think, in the last, all season, even when the Pirates were at their worst, is they're not that far away.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because they have what everybody wants, which is pitching, starting pitching. They've got a couple guys who I think are going to hit. And then you need to add a little bit of hitting and cobble together a bullpen, of which they already have some pieces. They're not that far away. I truly believe that. They have the franchise quarterback. And any team that does in the NFL, by definition, all right, we got that. Now it's a matter of building in, and it really shouldn't be that hard to at least give ourselves a shot if we have that. Why don't we take a look at the NFL limits, and let's say who truly are our franchise quarterbacks. Not, let's just do that exercise. Would you engage in that with me?
I would, yes. Just like I would engage in a game of free association.
I know you would. Join Pony and Muller this Friday at Piata at the Point in North Fayette. PM Team will broadcast live and collect donations for the Fan 5 Alarm. Stop by and help them fill the boot. You can also get a 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon t-shirt for a $20 donation. All proceeds go directly to the fund to help volunteer firefighters. So my point is, if you have that guy, and in this case, they have that guy plus a pitching staff, right? So if you have starting pitching, like elite starting pitching, led by a complete stud, to me, that's the equivalent of having a franchise quarterback in the NFL. And if you have that, it doesn't take much to at least give yourselves a shot. Let's start at the top of the AFC in this listing here. Buffalo, Josh Allen, they have shots every year. Nobody else has a true franchise quarterback there. Baltimore Ravens have Lamar Jackson. They have a chance every single year. Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. C.J. Stroud, if you want to call him that, they won a playoff game. They've won a couple playoff games with him. They're not that far away. Patrick Mahomes speaks for himself. His record speaks for itself, I should say. And then who else is a true franchise quarterback in the AFC? Herbert, would you say, or is he getting
there? No, I think Justin Herbert is. I know, like, he has not had a lot of postseason success, if any. But I am a Justin Herbert believer.
But they're there.
Yes.
And they're competitive.
They have Harbaugh.
And they need to fill in. They're a team that needs to fill in a little bit, but not a ton. I think Bo Nix will get there, but he's not there. Jalen Hurts, they win. Jaden Daniels is a great example. He walked into a complete tire fire. That was the Washington Commanders and one guy, kind of like Burrow did in Cincinnati. Just one guy transforms you. They need to build a little bit more, but they're right there. I think Jordan Love's going to be that guy. They've had chances. They've won a playoff game with him. They were 10-6 last year. And then maybe Matthew Stafford's the only other guy, unless somebody considers Brock Purdy that guy. I don't.
The yet. 49ers clearly do. They gave him, what, $53 million?
But the point stands. I guess my point is, how many teams who have a true franchise quarterback haven't been sniffing around getting to a Super Bowl? They're hard to find, right?
Right. Yeah, a lot have.
All of them have. At least been there with a real shot. You know what I mean?
Chargers, I don't think they've really had a real shot, but everyone else, yeah, I'd say so. I mean, Purdy went to a Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford has gone there.
Stafford's won, yeah, for sure.
How many AFC Championship games has Lamar been to now? Two that he's fallen short in? Josh Allen's been there, but has not been able to knock down that final
barrier. What happened to the Chargers last year? Refresh my memory limits. Where did they went to the playoffs and what happened? Did they get to the playoffs?
They lost in, I think, the first round of the playoffs last year.
No, they didn't get there.
They didn't even get there?
Yes, they did. Yeah, they lost to Houston 32-12.
Yes, first round. And they were like,
they actually took a giant leap, though, last year.
They did. And typically, the year two leap under Harbaugh is where, if you look at San Francisco, if you look at Michigan, the teams that Harbaugh has coached in year two, there's like a substantial leap up.
Yeah.
So that I think that really could happen with the Chargers this year. And their schedule is not that bad. I mean, they play the Giants, Miami, Indianapolis. They got Tennessee on the road, Jacksonville, obviously the Raiders in their division. Like, there's a lot of wins that are out there this year for the Chargers.
Yeah, I think they're going to be knocking at the door this year. Overall point being that I think the same is true in baseball. If you build that kind of elite starting pitching, and I think Chandler's going to come in and move it up a notch, maybe a couple notches, it's almost hard not to compete. It's hard not to. Now, believe me, the Pirates, if anybody can pull it off, will and have so far this season. But that doesn't take away the fact for me or the opinion that they simply aren't that far away. You see what happens when Reynolds does what he's supposed to do for making $100 million, and when your number one overall pick starts to hit. Things change when your center fielder starts to realize his potential. And his potential is not good player. His potential is MVP candidate. That's O'Neal Cruz's potential. And as I mentioned earlier, he is right there with a chance to become the seventh player in the history of the game to go 40-40. If he plays 145 games, which I think is a reasonable projection, he's on pace for 35 homers and 53 steals, I believe. So 40-40 is right there for him. One more limits.
All right, Joe. Here's a more funner one for you.
Is funner a word or
no,
just more
but I just
fun?
Like to say, yeah. I just like okay. to say funner.
It's okay.
Tyreek Hill still plans to race Noah Lyles, the Olympic sprinter, which is supposedly news to Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel apparently not aware of this, but I'm curious because you think that Noah Lyles should be on the Olympic flag football team in LA in 2028.
Yes.
What you make of this potential for Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles to race, and if the winner should be on that team?
I think they should race in football pads. And in just plain clothes. And then you get a real winner.
You understand the difference. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Because Tyreek Hill's speed with a helmet on, with pads on. And, I mean, there's a difference there. Some pounds added on compared to Noah Lyles just running freely.
I'm depressed. I can't figure out why. I think it's the caffeine withdrawal.
Still.
I'd like to see that.
Withdrawal.
Yeah, day three withdrawal. I don't think you understand the ramifications.
I don't.
Because you're not an addict. You don't have an addictive personality. I do. Not proud of it, but it's there.
I do have an addictive personality when it comes to new music that just came out. If there's a song that I like to listen to, I'll play it over and over and over again, and it'll get stuck in my head.
Yeah, that's obsessive. But yeah. I don't know if it's addictive.
Probably not addictive, no.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Limits, I have the greatest Paul Skeen stat there ever was, and I'm going to present it to you at the top of the hour. Jeff Hathorn, is he joining us? What's happening here?
Here we go. Oh, Jeff said that he is sorry I just called him. He was doing interviews.
Oh, so yeah. Live from OTAs, Jeff Hathorn.
Yes, so Jeff Hathorn will be joining us soon. He said that he's currently feeding sound into us.
Sure, that's great. I wonder if there was anything interesting said today. Anything incendiary said today? Anything incrinculant said today? Do you think?
I think so.
50-minute mark coming up on that, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township, hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, these are two very interesting quotes. One from Kenny Pickett. I think we heard this yesterday, but it felt rushed. It felt at the end of the show. I heard on a national program this morning, this making the rounds, as him absolutely and indisputably taking a shot at the Steelers. I'm not sure he was wrong. I'm not sure he's the right messenger. But let's hear it. This was Kenny Pickett with Browns reporters.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, you know, was shown how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for me, you know, in the future.
Listen, sometimes in sports talk radio, people will blow up a quote or make it more than it is or a topic more than it is. That was Kenny Pickett indisputably taking a shot at the Steelers. Wait a second. Ooh, I just got handed a news item, Limitless Wonder, by Andrew Lindbergh.
He's coming in here now. Andrew.
Washington Capitals say 25-26 will be Ovechkin's last year in the NHL.
Really?
Is that via Yahoo Sports or via the Capitals? I don't know.
Yahoo Sports and the Capitals. Wow.
How about that?
1 year left for Ovi. So those ticket prices are going to be expensive.
So Sid's going to outlast Ovi, it looks like.
Yeah, he will.
I wonder what the ramifications are there with goals and points. I know he's not going to catch him in goals or even come close, but I wonder when it comes to running totals at the end of their careers, what this means for the Sid-Ovi comparison.
That conversation that Sid and Ovi want to have sitting on the porch or wherever, reminiscing about their careers, is coming a lot faster than maybe we all thought was going to.
I have a canker sore, Limits. Do you know what those are?
No.
Are they still called canker sores?
I don't know. Could you describe it further to me?
A little sore on my inside of my lip up here.
Oh, like a cold sore.
Cold sore, yeah. My mom used to call them canker sores.
Does it hurt?
Yes.
How bad?
Enough that it's affecting whenever I open my mouth to talk. It's rubbing against my teeth. Yeah, I hate that.
It just like slowly irritates you and then gets worse and worse.
Yes.
It's like the itch that you can't scratch.
I'll tell you, salt water is magical on those things.
Salt water?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Where are you getting salt water, or are you just pouring table salt into the
water? Where am I getting salt water? There's salt in the kitchen. I'm pouring it in a cup of water.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to the ocean.
No. You don't need magical salt water. You just need salt and a thing of warm water.
Is that salt water magical in the ocean?
I don't know. Let's get back to Ovi, because that's a big story. But first, Pickett. I mean, he went to lengths there to say the Eagles, that's where I, you know, that's, they showed me what it's about in the NFL from top, from the top of the organization down on a daily basis, how it's supposed to be done. I mean, come on. Do you agree that that is, that that's not even indirect? That's a direct shot at the Steelers.
Oh, it's 100% a shot. 100% a shot at the Steelers. Now, what I'm wondering is this a shot at Mike Tomlin, or is this a shot at Matt Canada and the organization?
Oh, please.
It's got to be Tomlin, right?
If you're taking a shot at the Steelers organization, you're taking a shot at Tomlin. I don't think it ended well, Limits. I think it was, as we recall, yeah, we're bringing in Russell Wilson, and he's going to be in pole position. Oh, really? Then I'd like to be traded. And by the next morning, I think he was traded, correct?
Oh, that's correct.
Is that how it went?
That, I mean, yeah, that is how it went down.
Let me hear that quote again, and somebody try to tell me this isn't Kenny. What?
We have a correction from Capitals PR. The Capitals, just so we get this right for everybody, have just tweeted, no decision has been made on Alex Ovechkin's future following the 2025-26 season. An email was sent from an individual with the corporate sales department that mistakenly alluded to next year being Ovechkin's final year.
Okay, great.
How about that? An email from an individual with corporate sales department is putting something out there about Ovechkin? What?
This is like, you know, Paul Nussbaum sending out a tweet that I'm retiring after the show. What is happening here?
I don't know, but it seemed, well, here's the thing. Andy Lindbergh was not wrong in what he saw at the time because it came from a Capitals.
I'm not saying Andy
source.
Lindbergh was wrong. I'm marveling at the fact that somehow an email from a sales executive. This is like Marty Tuffer breaking news on the Steelers.
This is like Marty sending out an email. Hey, everybody, this might be Alex Ovechkin's final year, so you definitely want to get on board. Call 412-928-9370 and send in all your business.
Right. This is like, who's the other guy back there? Who's the big Pitt fan back there in the sales department? You know the guy.
Brent?
No, the other guy. I forget
Mark
his name.
Mark Berger?
Yeah, okay. This is like Mark Berger sending out that Mulsey's retiring after the show today and it getting all across the wires. Okay, so Ovechkin, we don't know if it'll be his final season.
That has been refuted now by the Capitals.
Now, for anybody who was driving in their car and pulled over, is now in the office spreading that rumor all across Pittsburgh because of you.
Well, here's the thing, the paper that you read, that you were handed, that's why I wanted to make sure for the listeners that we corrected it so that was not spread. Gossip.
Let me hear Pickett again, and then we'll talk about whether this is who you want to hear that from and whether we agree. I think we all agree. And if you don't, 412-928-9370. If I told you, I'm trying to think of an analogy. If I went to a different radio station and you called me a year later, Limits, and I told you, yeah, you know, we had a public conversation about it, like on the air, like you called me from your new show and had me as a guest. And I said, man, this new station, I've really learned how it goes here, how you get to the top, of the ratings,
yes.
From top to bottom. They really know what they're doing here. I don't think you have to stretch far to see the implication is the last place you were at didn't know. Right?
Yeah, I would say so. And you could say it's an indirect shot, not naming any names. This is definitely a shot that is being delivered by Kenneth Chan.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, you know, was shown how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for me, you know, in the future.
And he said from the top down. So is he taking a shot at Omar Khan, Andy Weidel? This sounds like a shot at everybody.
Maybe everybody.
Yeah.
So here's where I land on this, that it isn't the right messenger and that two things can be true. That the Steelers organization is floundering. They haven't come close to winning a playoff game since 2016. They're running in place as they look for Ben's replacement. Nobody thinks of them anymore ever as a legit Super Bowl contender. Something is severely wrong. So Pickett is accurate there. The Eagles are doing it right. A lot of other teams are doing it pretty right. The Steelers aren't among them.
No.
So he's right. That's true. And Kenny Pickett's not very good. That's also true. I think he'll get a chance to disprove that this year. Your thoughts, Limits? And do you think Kenny Pickett will disprove people?
No, I don't. And I think part of the reason why is I wonder how good that offense really is in Cleveland. Like, I know Kevin Stefanski's won Coach of the Year twice. I think he's a good offensive coach. But I just flat out don't think that Kenny Pickett is an NFL starting quarterback. He's more of a backup. There's no big trait there. You know what's going to happen, though, Joe. This is going to be Austin, the Penn State guy, is hating on the Pitt guy again. And
I actually think that's true. You are hating
it's
on the Pitt
all.
Guy.
It's yeah. not at all.
You want Drew Aller. Emma's laughing.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
come you on. Want Drew Aller to be the Steelers quarterback. And no
I
matter
do,
what
that,
Kenny Pickett did, you were going to rip him.
Not at all. That does not affect my opinion on Kenny Pickett. I went to about five or six games in the student section with friends of mine from Pitt with buddy passes and watched Kenny Pickett.
Did you wear
and
a Penn State
excited.
Regalia? When
no,
you were,
I was wearing Pitt
why
t-shirts
you?
There.
You should have worn
because
Penn
again,
State
because
stuff
again,
there.
I do like Pitt. I don't dislike Pitt at all. I like Pitt. I support
but you
them.
Love Penn State.
I
so if you're in the Pitt student section, grow a pair and wear your Penn
no,
State stuff.
I like both, and that's a cardinal sin for some people, but that's just how I feel. If they played against each other in a football game, I would root for Penn State to win.
Yep.
But I do hope that Pitt has success. I'm not this huge anti-Pitt fan that, you know, roots on their downfall and is hoping that every single Pitt player that ever comes out is a failure. No, a lot of people like to misconstrue
it. But you understand the suspicions when you wear Penn State stuff.
I do.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's why I try to make the point that, you know, there's no big bias there. I wish Kenny Pickett succeeded. But
and
he
here's
didn't,
the third
and I'm
thing.
I'm just saying it the way I saw it.
I hear you. Here's the third thing. Kenny Pickett's right. Kenny Pickett's the wrong messenger. And I'm glad he said it.
Yeah.
How do you like that as a trifecta?
I agree with every syllable and half syllable that you just said.
Fan weather. High of 73 today. Great weather for Malzy to hit the links. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. You had one more clip, I believe, to play, Limits.
See, there it is, the text line. Austin, you don't get an opinion on Pickett. Next texter, Limits, you're not wrong. Pickett isn't good. Next texter, get him, Joe.
Percent chance that Kenny Pickett is a good player for the Browns this season. Let's put it this way, Limits. If Mason Rudolph winds up with the job here and Kenny Pickett gets the job in Cleveland, who has the better year? That's a great question, isn't it?
That is a good question.
Do you want to throw anyone else? How about Justin Fields? Why don't we throw him in that pile?
I think ultimately...
Those three this year, who has the best year if they all play a lot?
Justin Fields.
I agree. Who has the second best year?
Mason.
Wrong. Pickett.
You think it's Pickett?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they'll all be mediocre.
Greg M. Texan, I'm a Pitt fan and I don't believe Kenny is a starting NFL QB. Matt from Apollo, I side with Limits. I cheer for both, but love Penn State.
I side with Limits. I love that.
Texter, Joe is 57?
No, slightly older than that.
Yeah. Texter says, Limits, excellent segment with TK. Joe did great. Very informative and interesting.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Compliments, like the guy yesterday insulting me, and then Tony a while ago insulting me. And Pony was right. You didn't defend me on the guy who called in yesterday.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I said that
not
he was.
Him.
I said that he was out of line and completely.
Yeah, after you. First of all, you didn't vet him properly. You brought him on the air without vetting him
properly. He didn't say anything that he was going to come on here and, you know, try to rip you to shreds and call you what he did.
He didn't call me anything.
He did. He called it your opinions.
Yeah, my opinions. He insulted.
Yeah.
He didn't insult my integrity. He insulted my intelligence. Yeah. Do you have that clip?
I think you might be insulting my integrity right now, Joe. Are you insulting my integrity or are you insulting my intelligence? I truly wonder. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That was a great moment in show history.
It's one of the best ones.
What were we just talking? Oh, the idiot who called yesterday and how you didn't protect me. You didn't have my back and you weren't a good teammate. First of all, you didn't vet him. Secondly, you let him go through and say everything he said without dumping him.
Well, here's
and thirdly, it took you like 3 minutes before you said anything in defense of me.
No.
And I think that led to pre-show back to pre-show anger and resentment that you had toward me, and you actually enjoyed when he was insulting
me. Joe, you give me a signal whenever it's time to get rid of, whenever it's time to move on from a caller. And
yes.
I previously, before that, had potted down our
Sometimes
caller.
Sometimes you have to make your own decisions.
And you kept saying, is he still there? Is he still there?
Right.
When I had his audio off, but you kept bringing him back.
Don't focus on that. Let's focus on you not defending me. You're supposed to put me on a pedestal.
You brought up multiple, so we're addressing one at a time here, Joe. One at a time, I plotted him down, and you
asked,
is he still
there? Even Pony pointed that out. They replayed it on the PM show, and he said, listen, Austin doesn't jump to Joe's defense, and your silence meant complicitness.
Mm, and of course, the PM team did not include the part where I said that the guy was out of line and he shouldn't have said that.
Because you said it an hour later, that's why.
Oh, an hour later.
I always defend you when people insult you.
The previous time. Are you sure about that, Malsy? Are you sure about that? That might be a little bit of early onset Malsy disease creeping in for you, Joe. I don't know.
All right, top of the hour. Is Hathorn coming in?
You pulled a pony in.
What are we doing?
When Malsy says something, you just move on and give a read or something and don't even address it.
What are we doing here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.